Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I play Spider Glebnor, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos Crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Howard playing Toluga.
And Ryan playing everyone else.
The plot thickens.
You ended off before I could try to do my thing.
What were you going to do?
I was going to use my plop hat and see if I hyper-focused on the visage of the man in black, I could communicate.
Ooh. Oh, you're going to try and talk to him without me?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I was going to tell him he's next. Basically saying I'm coming for you.
Yeah, I've been hanging on to that little piece of info for fucking 30 episodes, so that's been fun. Yeah, we're going to probably dig into that eventually. I think a conversation with the man in black feels like it's in order.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, he told me not to go down there because he didn't want me to see that.
Yeah.
But I had to get my spider senses.
I know. Well, I've been dying to give you some more dumb stuff. I think this arc also, like, everyone's gotten some, like, cool little power-ups. It's like Theo got his wings. Mm-hmm. Toluga got his, like, bone claws and drugs. It was Glebnor's up, you know?
If you think I'm not going to constantly take the form of a bat while I sleep from now on, you're out of your mind.
You don't even change down to the size of one. You're just a gigantic
bat. One of those flying foxes.
For me also, it was like, to me, I was like, it's not only that big of a deal to give you spider climb, because half the time I just like on a hand wave, you doing that kind of shit anyway.
Yeah.
But it also, again, like the slippers of spider climbing are like a shitty green item. It's like to not give a level 9 character one because you're afraid of what they can do. I'm so much more afraid of the other bullshit you guys have been doing.
Yeah. I still got to record the kazoo sound onto that stone.
Oh God, I don't like that at all.
Now everything attacking me is going to take cold damage too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that'd be fun. I thought that would also, I wanted to also incentivize you to get into combat and be the tank in a certain way.
Thank you.
Just sort of like give you a reason to be like, I'm going to go in there, get into a rage, and people just hitting me is going to do stuff. So I thought it'd be kind of fun. And like, you know, metal weapons is kind of specific, but like, obviously we're in the middle of like a war, so you'll be getting hit with metal weapons a lot.
Yeah. Everything's pretty much metal.
Yeah.
Oh no, it's the gang from the Warriors that only attacks people with baseball bats.
Yeah.
I'm fucked.
I don't know. I've been reading those like Mistborn books. They're they're so rad. But one thing I love a lot is like the whole thing is like all the different people in it can like control metal. So everyone has like different metal power. Some people can pull them. Some people can push them. So what ended up happening is like as a way to combat these like really powerful metal bending people, a lot of the soldiers have like wooden weapons. So they can't be yanked or pulled away. I thought that was badass. Big fan of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish there was like a metal bending subclass somewhere in this game.
I would love to like, there's no
Magneto class. I want that.
Yeah.
No one's like, there has to be like an Avatar fucking offshoot.
What is it? Jonathan Johnson was a gravity man.
Yeah. Wizard's pretty good.
That was the closest thing.
Yeah. Cause you can like change density of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. How is there no like,
there is an Avatar.
Somebody's definitely tabletop made an Avatar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it'd be cool to just have like a like Magneto flavored wizard or something. That'd be fun.
Be too OP.
Yeah, probably.
Just like Magneto.
I know. He rules though.
Love the Nat 20 on the guy for touching my baby Glebnor.
Oh baby. My
God. I know. Oh yeah. So I wanted to.
I didn't say baby boy. I said baby Glebnor.
I wanted to like let you guys know I wasn't bullshitting the. Hold on. I'll plug this stupid fucking thing. Since we're donezo here. But yeah, look at that strength check, 21 into the nat 1 on the con save. Yeah, I was always planning to have you somehow solve this thing at the end of the fight, but I was not I figured I'd have like a round or two with him. So I took the stat block that I'm actually going to be using for the man in black, and I was like, I'll have him just fight it for like a second just to see how like scary it is. I changed his radiant damage to shadow damage because I don't want you guys having a way to resist his shit later.
I mean, I've got to at least somehow get some.
Yeah, you got to get shadow damage.
Maybe.
Maybe not anymore because we're directly opposing the man in black.
Aren't we opposing at this point?
I know. You guys have like just as many enemies as you have allies at this point. It's very funny to me.
Well, we just got to kill Monta and then I think we're on the other end. We have less enemies than we do.
Yeah, because I had I had like a legendary action with this thing I didn't really get to use. That was mostly for funsies.
Thank God.
Yeah, I was about to punch the shit out of him.
Yep.
I actually have an idea of how we can get Monta and not have to deal with a lot of stuff, but...
Just blind him with the orb.
Ooh! Are we going to lure him into the fucking what was that thing you made friends with? That like horrible, I want to eat everybody, especially women and children monster.
Oh, I released the bullet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the bullet.
The bullet, fuck.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, his name was fuck.
I was going to say you should try and...
woo the dragon.
Woo the dragon.
Of course.
I mean...
But basically tell the dragon, we get rid of Mansa, the dragon gets to...
Run the show?
Yeah.
I can't believe how
that's
bad.
Not the case because Lola wants to run the show.
She doesn't need to know that. It's called lying.
Yes.
But then we don't know Lola's intentions yet. She may want other things. I have something very specific she wants.
Is it me?
No.
No.
I'm single-handedly running a crusade. That's true. That's true.
You're like the
dude.
Aona's top bachelor.
Yeah. That's it. Tolu's going to be able to run his own season of The Bachelor.
That'd be awesome.
All these freaks.
Yeah.
Oh, that should be a one shot.
It won't have to be me making roles. They'll all have to make roles.
Oh, yeah. My God.
So it's just Ryan role playing.
You should DM the batch. You play Toluga as the DM while everybody else is trying to woo you.
That would be
It's just
going
to be
so
Ryan
funny.
Sitting there going from Bouncicles to Ivy to Phaedra yeah. to whoever else I manage.
Lola the Spider Queen.
Nancy.
You two could just play like random hotties of some kind. Yep. That'd be fun.
Fucking airheads just
what's
hanging
that,
around the
what's
mansion.
What's that like horrible reality show? It's like Temptation Island where they just like
yep.
fly in a bunch of hoes to try to make you cheat on your girlfriend.
Yep.
Like, I can't believe that's a television program. So unhinged. This is the best country in the world. So funny.
Isn't there one MILF Island where they like...
Oh, yeah.
They, the
MILF
sons
Manor.
Are,
MILF
the
Manor.
Sons are there and they have to try and stop people from fucking their mothers.
So crazy.
What the fuck?
What a world. What a time to be alive, boys.
Yeah, you guys tuned up Dorf so
fuck
fast.
Dorf.
What do you mean, you guys?
Yeah.
All Toluga.
That sucked, dude. You beat the shit out of me.
Well, you picked on me so much, I had to stunning strike you.
He Dorf also off on a sentinel strike.
He had 127 hit points that I feel like got deleted so fast. I like didn't know where they went. I was like, how?
A channel divinity.
Yeah, like 100 of them went out in that sentinel strike.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, you did so much on that.
That was awesome.
You hit him, right?
I don't think I hit Dorf.
I thought you
did. I didn't hit Dorf.
I wanted one more round. So
you hit
bad.
Me once, and I wasn't having.
I wanted one more round so bad.
Shouldn't have reached for my boy.
He had a thing. At first is I wanted to hit you with both the fists so I could
both his eyes.
I wanted to punch you so I could grab the light orb you had and huck it away. So there was like no more light shenanigans happening.
Oh well, now you got to deal with that. You really wanted me to get rid of it. In that
I know.
Fucking
I wanted to tempt you to huck it into that black hole so badly.
I was more tempted to jump in and
deal with the consequences.
Yeah,
and then fucking.
That's so funny. But yeah, he had a thing I was going to hit you with on the next turn, which was like so Toluga flavored for a curse. I was so funny.
What?
It's called Curse of the Wanderer. One creature the Sentinel can see within 30 feet must succeed on a DC 15 wisdom saving throw or suffer the Curse of the Wanderer. While cursed, the creature's speed is halved and it can't regain hit points. For every 24 hours it goes without discovering or learning new information, it takes 10 psychic damage.
Oh my God.
The curse lasts until it's lifted by a remove curse or similar magic. So I thought that would be so funny on you because you would have to keep studying these fucking books.
I would be just constantly taking
him
drugs.
A good time.
I know. I was like, this might be a way to kind of get Toluga on like a drug arc.
No, Toluga's already on the drug arc.
Yeah, you just absolutely.
I'm going to get more of that.
More of it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I love the idea that like.
Daddy.
That like wizards are taking sorcerer drugs to like study harder. I've always loved the dichotomy between wizards and sorcerers where it's like, I studied all the tomes for my magic and it's like, I can just do it, you nerd. I love that. So the idea that like wizards have to go to sorcerers for like wild magic powder is so funny to me. Just like, can I get a little hit?
I need a good supply.
So funny. Yeah, you need to find yourself a sorcerer that sells drugs.
Yeah.
If any guests want to play a wild magic sorcerer, there's a drug dealer fucking role waiting for you.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to be on this.
Yeah, that was wild.
Toluga's plug.
I loved that stupid chest void hole.
I hated it.
That was. I know. I
thought you were going to go down when he first
said. Dude, when he
you.
Said yeah. Shanks. Okay. Strength save? I was like, oh boy.
We're all fucked. Yeah.
Well, I have a +3 on strength save.
What?
Oh, because the belt.
No, because fighters have strength proficiency. Mm. So The plus four for my proficiency bonus goes to the negative one, which makes it a plus three.
Okay. He had this like one attack that was so lame. It's like void touch. I was like, oh, that sounds sick. It's a plus six to hit and it does 14 necrotic damage. I was like, that's whack as shit. I want to do the cool tunnel. But yeah, that event horizon thing was so fun. Like
spaghettification, man.
Because if you hadn't gotten out, you would have like died at the end of your turn or gone unconscious at the end of your turn.
Yep.
And someone would have had to jump in to get you. Which would have been fun.
Yeah.
But
the lowest save I have is actually charisma. It's a zero.
Damn.
Everything else. My highest save is wisdom.
Nice. What is it?
Plus eight.
Same.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's because my wisdom is plus four right now. And I took resilient wisdom.
Resilient wisdom is so goddamn good on a fighter. Because how many times you, like, I've played a fighter plenty. I feel wisdom saves every single time they get thrown at me. Yeah. It's like mandatory for me for playing a fighter. You got to get that feat.
I just didn't want you to mind control me to fight them.
I know, and I'm dying to do it. I want to shoot you guys so bad. I just want to, like, I just love
careful, I might deflect missile.
That's true. Oh, yeah, you whip a bullet back at Theo. That'd be crazy.
Get it out of the air.
Yeah. Also, this the Void Racked Mage had such a funny feature. It's just called Insane. Which gave him advantage against being charmed or frightened. It's like, you can't even, nothing. This guy's nuts. Like, there's no thing here.
It's fucking bananas.
He had some, like, bigger spells, too, but, like, the flavor wasn't really there. Like, I could have hit you guys with, like, a Cone of Cold, but that felt kind of lame. He had Counterspell, but there weren't, like, any real spells going off that he wanted to use his reaction on.
Yeah.
I guess I could try to, like, stop Reggie from teleporting people around, but I also just wanted Reggie to have, like, a fun thing to do in this fight that wasn't damage.
Yeah.
And that Vortex Warp is so fun. I love that spell.
I love it. It's one of my favorite ones.
Yeah. You were the first one to ever use it on me, and I was like, fuck that. I hate that.
My favorite thing is using that the first time to put Eric's character behind the Wall of Force.
It sucked. Because Wall of Force is weird. I've always assumed that, like, if you magic teleportation kind of works on it a little bit, it's funky. That spell's, like, it's so broken, sort of, but like, in that particular scenario, it made perfect sense to be able to do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been trying to give Reggie just a ton of, like, teleporting magic because it just seems fun to, like, move people around the battlefield and stuff. Mm-hmm. It sucks because he does have, like, really cool shit I'm just refusing to use because I don't want it to feel broken.
Use this cool shit. We can all move wicked fast.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Because he's a Clockwork Soul Sorcerer, he innately has Wall of Force.
He just has that?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's good. If we have, like next time with Lizzie or any...
behind the wall.
Yeah,
either,
that's true.
Like, cover them with that and basically protect them while we battle everything.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I always try to, like, have Reggie just, like, be doing bits during combat, but I probably, since you guys were leveling up, you guys could use a sorcerer actually using his kit, so. He also has Summon Construct, which I think would be funny if Reggie makes, like, another little Reggie bot.
It's just another Reggie?
Yeah.
Or like, it's just a tall Reggie.
Or I was thinking it'd be funny to have almost, like, a mechanical Glebnor. He's like, my son!
What are you talking about? Your son's right there.
Yeah, he's really trying to...
I don't know. I'm winning him back.
He's really trying to shirk that responsibility as quickly as possible.
He protected me.
I just punched a bug man really, really hard.
You got something against bug man, apparently.
No, fuck Borfendorf.
What are Borfendorf's last name?
I'm ending that lineage.
Bugly.
Borfendorf Bugly.
Borf Bugly.
Borf and Dorf. The Bugly name dies with Dorf.
The Bugly name died with Dorf.
Good.
You ended the lineage.
Good.
Until Clorf shows up.
Oh my God. The wife?
Yeah.
She's getting hands too, right?
But her maiden name's McGillicuddy. So
yeah, well.
Yeah.
His hands are ready to eat forever.
Merry Christmas. Boy. You get hands.
Hands for Christmas.
Hands for Christmas.
Yeah, I really want to kill you there.
Pull
Theo.
The man out of his own.
You've been rolling. It's crazy to me how well you've been rolling, even with disadvantage on those death saves. The dice are like, you're not getting them. No, no. Just like not letting me have it.
I want to kill you in Magria so bad.
You got the scare on Toluga when I nat one'd.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a nat one on a death save, always just like my sphincter tightened. I was like, oh no, that's not good. Nice. But yeah, this is a good day of recording, boys. We got some fun episodes in today.
Yeah.
Got a little dungeon crawl, a little boss fight. so much fucking off the rip role play with that first episode we did. Yeah, this arc five's coming together, you know, nice. We're getting into it.
Big advancements.
Yeah. I know this.
More questions.
There's so many plot lines and like so many questions.
Still waiting on Phaedra's phone call.
Yeah, well, we're also hitting the level of this game where like, as a DM, you have to sort of limit long rests because the game becomes like, how many of their resources can I take in an adventuring day? But what ends up becoming like a weird problem with that is that the game's like time slows down.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, you're doing so much stuff before a long rest that it's like, this is fucking crazy. What are we doing here? Like, it's only been 2 days in Magria. You know, like it feels weird. But you guys have only been in Bod Kali for what? Like
Bod
Kali.
Not even.
Not even. Yeah. It's been like 3 days.
Oh, yeah. Because we never slept.
No.
Yeah. So it's been like two, actually.
Well, you slept.
I slept.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't either.
You didn't.
Yeah, so
I might not sleep again because I need more books and drugs.
I'm 100%.
I mean, I really should, but
yeah. So I think probably next session you guys will get a long rest off the top. Mm-hmm. Once you guys teleport back to the top floor, start planning your renovations.
Well, we got to get Lorenz into the flesh room.
Yeah.
Yep. And then, I don't know.
He's going to love the flesh room.
Maybe get a hold of the necromancers because I don't think they're...
I think we need to... link up with them and make a deal.
Yeah.
We're going to create a alliance with them in the divinations.
Yeah.
Well, that's what the whole Phaedra and Lola Cabana is.
Mm-hmm.
Lola Cabana.
Lola Cabana.
Toluga's going to start singing as we walk down. Lola. Lola.
Yeah, that'll be really fun. I'm really excited to check out. Because like initially I was like, I don't really know if I want them going back to the Underdark so quick. And then I was like, that was like 30 episodes ago and it's a completely different area. It's fine.
Yeah.
If you guys take a rad elevator into fucking hell and like get to hang out with some spider demons, I think it'd be fun. So that'll probably happen soon, I think.
Yeah.
Probably get a call from her soon. It's just like, again, you guys just love collecting fun NPCs. So, but keeping track of all of them is fucking.
We collect this time. We've culled some of them down.
Yeah.
I know. We had so many Death Temple weirdos we could be hanging on to, but we killed them all.
Yeah.
If anything, you should be thanking me for killing Borf.
Yeah. Thank you for killing Borf. That voice would not have lasted long on my weak, weak lungs. but yeah, that was wild. Great job, gentlemen. Once again, just a real solid ass kicking. It's an honor to be whaled by you. what was everyone's like health at the end of that fight?
36
because of the cannoli.
I was down to 47.
That's for you. That's impressive, actually.
Six.
Okay.
I went in with 34. Got punched once. Got lit on fire, and then got six.
I just like, to me, I'm like, are these fights too easy? But then like, I'm actually looking at it. I'm like, yeah, they're like at the fucking like death's door.
You look at Toluga, broken arm, body shattered.
Yeah.
While Glebnor's transformed into something and Theo's sniping.
Yeah. Yeah. It was fun to like, just do like front load a ton of damage against Theo. Cause I actually really like doing that to you. Cause I like when you're like, ah, fuck. Like the whole fight, it's so fun seeing Rich try to like calculate, like, how do I shoot a bunch of stuff, but also not get murdered? It's like really fun for me as a DM to watch that like play out. But yeah, you boys, you crushed it once again. Kicked ass.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Mark, get us the hell out of here. It's been a fun day, but I want to go home.
Oh yeah. Well, as always, everybody, I thank you for listening, and I implore you to please rate, review, and subscribe. And I guess next time we'll have a little rest. But more importantly, I'm going to find out what's going on with that dagger. Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.